Last but not least caller we've got in today is Ollie. And hello, Ollie, how are you?
Good morning, Annie, and good morning to all your listeners this morning. Thanks for having me on Solidarity Breakfast.
Yeah, On the Street Film Festival. I've been through it forensically. It's fantastic. You've done a great job. Tell us all about it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we've got a street protest-themed film festival happening at Catalyst Social Centre this weekend. Or in fact, it started last night, but the Saturday night and Sunday night are still to come. And the festival itself came about through some discussions with some other friends and I suppose activist-y types about protest documentaries that they'd found interesting or inspiring or eye-opening. And so we brought together a collection of these documentaries and we're screening them, this weekend.
The Battle of the Bogside, which was on last night, that sounded fantastic. And then the one, because this is international, that one was in Ireland. Then you had one from Germany, East Berlin. And then, of course, you Palm Island, that was The Tall Man, which is also really important stuff. And then it goes on to Atlanta and then these events, we experienced them as newscasts, but these really delve into these things, don't they?
Yeah. I haven't had the pleasure of watching all of them, but I did get to watch a couple of the documentaries last night, and we've tried to have somebody either from the community here in Nam or have someone call in who's sort of been associated with the struggles and give a bit of an introduction to the way that they've seen the events that have unfolded in whatever the struggle might be. And last night we were fortunate to have Lex Watton
Palm Island. Wonderful guy.
And a huge part of the struggle there. And himself did time for his, his amazing solidarity work and protest efforts in that community, which is, just hearing that whole story was, mind-blowing. It was such a privilege to have him on.
No, he's a great man. Which reminds me that I actually sat in the studio up in 3CR here and recorded Lex Watton's recounting his whole story. He wanted it recounted so that he could have it on a CD and take it back to his family. And 3CR did that for him.
Wow, amazing. What a story.
And I guess that's one of the reasons why people need 3CR. But they also need things like this. I think what you're doing is really great. And tonight you've got first we should explain that the way you've organised it is quite civilised too, because you have a screening at 6, then you have dinner, and then you have a screening at 8.
So we've got two rooms. Well, for those who haven't been to Catalyst Social Centre, there's two buildings which are next door to each other, 144 and 146 Sydney Road in Coburg. And so in the front room of the 144 building, we've got a couple of screenings, and then also it's called the cafe, the front room of the 146 building, we'll be hosting a couple of screenings, and then also be sharing dinner around 7:30. Tonight should be really great. We've got at 6 o'clock we've got a Chinese film about some protests over there that happened during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a couple of speakers. Fortunate to have a couple of speakers as well, and
that's set in Shanghai.
Then following that they'll also be a speaker from Hong Kong talking about the 2019-2020 protests.
Film's called Do Not Spit, which people in Australia walking in the railway lines, underneath in Flinders Street, if in the old tiles, there used to be little tiles that said, please do not spit.
True.
That was from the 1930s because of tuberculosis.
Right. Oh, okay.
But there it was because they were being unseemly and unsightly.
Mm, yeah, right. And yeah, I must mention, because otherwise I will get grief from Marisol, but 3CR's Latin American Solidarity Network, they're hosting a documentary as part of this festival as well, which is so wonderful to have them on board. And I think they'll be having a bit of a chat to people.
Oh, that's they're the playing. Imaginary country, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So about the 2019 protest.
What I'm kind of interested in is that all these films aren't shorts. They've all got a reasonable bulk. Like the shortest is 35 minutes. So people have really worked hard on these films.
Yeah. It's amazing to sort of we spent a couple of weeks, I guess, talking with comrades and also doing a bit of research ourselves, trying to find documentaries that we thought would be good for this, but there's so much content out there these days, but also some of these documentaries that are a bit older are still such amazing stuff to watch and so relevant,
and so brave too, the people doing it, so brave.
Totally.
We should move because we've only got a little bit of time, but because the Sunday stuff is really significant, because you've got things like Five Broken Cameras, which is a first-hand account of protest filmed by Palestinian farmer Emen Bernat in the West Bank.
Yeah. We obviously really wanted to make sure we had a Palestinian film in there, and with the genocide that's going on and how relevant that is, and how important is to be looking at that struggle at this time, and obviously the protest movement here in Melbourne is huge and massive. So we obviously really wanted to include a Palestinian film.
But you don't just do that on Sunday. You actually cover some of the Melbourne events, and in particular Camp Sovereignty.
Yeah, I'm sure some of your listeners would have been involved in the Camp Sovereignty protest in 2006. And obviously, it's now existing again. Michael Robbie's got it going again starting 2024. We're going to be playing that film, and I think we're going to try and get Uncle Rob down, and he'll probably spin a bit of a yarn to people as well, which will be really really special. And then also following on from that, we're playing one of the S11 documentaries, which was long before my time in Melbourne. I'm not sure how I would have. I must have been like about six or seven, in 2000. But that'll be a really good one to watch. It'll be great to have a couple of local documentaries.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised that if people turned up to watch it, they might see themselves in the film.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I do know a couple of comrades who, and I've watched it once before, and it's pretty amazing just seeing how there's people who have been fighting the good fight for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's a great thing to do, Ollie. Give my listeners an idea of how they get tickets, and just say the details again.
Yeah, for sure. So the event's free, so you can just rock up. It's at 146 Sydney Road in Coburg, and the doors open around 5 o'clock. So that's tonight and tomorrow night. Obviously the two screening times are 6 p.m. and then dinner at 7:30, and then the second screening will be at 8 p.m.
Thanks. Thank you, Ollie. Thank you for getting up on a Saturday morning and telling us all about that, because you're probably going to get yourself ready for the protest parade, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No worries, Annie. Thanks for your time, and thanks to all
of you. Before you go, you go, say why it's good that 3CR exists.
Oh, where do you start? I mean, it's just an amazing community resource that that gives everyone, gives the grassroots the opportunity to share all the important stories that don't get shared in mainstream media.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Okay, thanks for your time, Annie.
And that was Ollie from the On the Street Film Festival. Fantastic thing to be doing.